Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and I'm going to read verses 21 to 24 of chapter 3. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That was Romans 3, verses 21 to 24. Now, we saw last time that here in Romans chapter 3, verses 21 to 26, that section is the explanation of the gospel of the grace of God. Paul is expounding it to us. We learned last time about God's righteousness, Jesus Christ's faith, and our justification. And we see here in this passage that this righteousness is unto all. God's righteousness can go out to anyone under heaven. There is no recognition of skin color or amount of sin or any other thing like that. It is unto all, but notice it's only upon all those who believe. God only justifies believers in this age. There are some universalists who say that everyone is justified already. But God only justifies the believer. Read this passage. The rest, the unbeliever, perishes. They are not in some kind of eternal conscious torment. We don't teach that here. We believe that death is death. But the unbeliever does not have life for the ages. His justification awaits the end, as is explained in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 to 28. Now notice the reason that God's righteousness is unto all. It says, for all have sinned. So God justifies sinners, and since all have sinned, all can be justified. That's what qualifies us, our sins. There is no difference. All fall short of the glory of God. Now this term glory is an interesting word. It has to do with the perfection of God, or his perfections on display. He has always proved to be perfect, and man has always proved to lack that perfection. So man falls short of God's glory. God's perfection, or God's glory, is always doing right under all circumstances, and it also has reference to his goodness. God always does right, and we also learn that he's good. As a matter of fact, in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, when Moses asked God to show him his glory, God said that he would make all his goodness pass before him. So if man were to live up to God's glory, he would love God and love his fellow men. That's when it says that man falls short of God's glory. He's not loving God, and he's not loving his fellow men properly. But we saw in Romans 1-2 that man did not love God nor his fellow men. But here is the amazing thing. The very same moment man is falling short of God's glory, here in Romans 3, the same moment he can be justified. It says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Notice there's no time element between falling short and being justified. The very same moment you're falling short of God's glory, the very same moment you can be justified. So the moment a person believes that Christ died for their sins and he was buried and rose again, he goes from being falling short of God's glory to being justified in that very moment. And notice also it's freely. That word freely is used in John 15, verse 25, where it says they hated the Lord Jesus without a cause. Same Greek word. There was no cause why they should hate the Lord Jesus. And so with us, there's no cause why God should justify us. Just as there was no cause in the Lord Jesus that should have drawn out the hatred of the Jewish people of his day. As a matter of fact, it was just the opposite. They should have loved him. He did everything to earn their love, but they hated him without a cause. There was no reason for it. And notice how Paul uses that word for our justification. There's no cause in us. God, there was nothing good in us to deserve this. That's why he justifies us freely. There's no cause in us. The people hated Christ freely. No cause in him for it, and God justifies us freely. There's no cause in us. Now notice in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, if you look there on your own, God told Adam that of every tree of the garden he may freely eat, but when Satan tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden later in chapter 3, he left out the word freely. Satan hates the message of pure grace. Not only does God justify us freely, but we're going to see in Romans 8:32 he gives us all other things freely. But we'll have to come back to this topic again tomorrow. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.